Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Feel like we're doing it with paper mache today.
How you doing, buddy?
I swear to God. Did you guys get that right at the beginning? That little...
No, we sound good on this end. We're doing
well,
good.
Well, I don't know whether I've gotten whiskey on the cables or what's going on, but we'll press ahead.
Wasn't that a Willie Nelson album?
Whiskey on the cables. We shall press ahead, and it's the Mike and Rob show today. Oscar taking one of his 700 days off. I don't care if he's getting an MBA. He's taking his day off. So
it is.
I know he's working, but he's not working for us.
You know what MBA stands for? Must be away.
He would tell you that he is working for us, so maybe I have to correct myself on that. But Oscar is not here. Oscar will be back on Monday, and hail, the gang's all here. And
we discussed on the show yesterday his surveillance camera that he keeps on his mama. You think it would be okay to get a Bluetooth surveillance camera to put on Oscar when he's studying, as I use my Dr. Evil quotation marks?
Might be a good idea. Maybe like one of those police cams that he has on his body at
a
all
chest
times.
Cam, but so on could, selfie mode.
I'd get bored with that quickly. You turn it on, it'd be amazing. Then I turn it on, it's amazing.
Oh, look at this. I'm writing a paper. It's amazing.
I'm glad that it's only you today, because I had one of my more vivid dreams that involved you. And it was interesting because I don't really dream that much. And when I do, I don't really retain them that much. And usually they involve my family, my son, and things like this. This was weirdness.
People say you're a dreamer, but you're not the only one. It's one of your favorite songs. I thought it would be appropriate.
1 minute and 55 seconds.
Oh, you see, now don't be fussy.
I've got him for the whole show today. 79 minutes of him. I had this dream, and I think it's related to the fact that I've been putting some thought into our upcoming year from now live show that we're going to do, or the conclave. We're not even sure what it's going to be, but we wanted to make sure people were aware to make time available for us in November, because we'd like to go to New Orleans, Louisiana, and we'd like to do a big show. We'd like to have a gathering of our fans. That's what we'd like
based
to do.
Based on the specific nature of CAT 2014, we're just going to call this Event 2016.
No, we're not going to call it Event 2016.
For now, like a placeholder.
Sell.
It's like,
think, put,
that's
do
event.
Something
that's event is what you sell.
No, CAT is what you sell. What you're good at selling is something that is not real.
What? You want, CAT
I'd
real?
Love, someday you will wake up and you will say, I'm going to sell something that's real.
Oh.
And that will be the happiest day of my life. But no. Event 2016 is not what we're going to be calling it. I don't know what we're going to call it yet, but it's not going to be Event 2016.
I thought giving it a name would make it more tangible.
For the love of, something New Orleans-ish. If we don't even know if it's for sure in New Orleans.
Right,
so
right. True enough.
Let's not get sidetracked. But I think that's why I had my dream. I think that is why I had this very, very strange dream.
May I ask a question before you go into the dream? Because it's odd you would bring it up. I almost never dream about you. I don't know why. I don't dream about you. You're not a player in my dreams. I don't know if that's an insult or if it's praise.
That's probably a good thing.
That we spend enough time together in real life.
There are people I used to dream about a lot, and I think we compared notes on that one time. We won't go into the details.
Yes.
Am I right about that? Didn't we have a drunken conversation about that?
Oh, yes,
one?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, cold sweats.
It was like
sweats.
We both found out the same day. You too? You got a boner too? Anyway.
But also, my other question is, did you eat anything unusual or late before dreaming?
And do you have another lung infection? Are you suffering from walking pneumonia again?
Because no, Mike, I've never
felt
better.
The last couple of days.
I've never felt better.
How is your health? I'm
it's
curious
great.
About that.
It's fantastic.
Did you see, I think it was on the Today Show this morning, the test? No, this was online. This was actually online. I saw this online. The test for how how long you're going
to
live.
I saw the test. I did not take it.
Did you see the test?
Because I was afraid I might not make it to the end of the test.
I don't have a chance. I'm dead already. I've been dead for 6 years, according to this test. The test is sit down with your legs crossed.
Yes.
Lower your body down with your legs crossed, and then get yourself back up and do it without using your hands.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have been at work today.
You would have gotten a call. They say don't do it if you have a bad knee or a bad hip. I said, what if you have two bad hips and two bad knees? Well, I'm not going to do it. But that's the test. You have to, Pony?
Yes?
I don't know if we've got the room, but could you, with the room we have with that door, could you lower yourself to the ground without using your hands, and you cross your, you take one foot and you put it over the other. You cross ankles, then you squat down. You lower yourself to the ground. And then you rise back up, and that's the test. That's
okay.
It's not a stress test for heart. It's not DNA. It's not this. Apparently, a doctor.
Can you use
somewhere.
Your knees? I mean, or
you're you have to. You can't support yourself with any other body part. You have to do this.
I can't believe he just did it.
Did he do it?
Jesus Christ! I hate him
because he's thin. Because he's thin. It's weight. It's weight. Of course, it's weight.
Also, he's
fat. People can't do it, and that's why we're going to die sooner.
He's buoyant because his lungs are full of smoke, which is lighter than air. He's like a helium balloon.
Do we have any interns on campus today?
We have Diego here.
Diego, would you like to try the test?
I'll try it. Let me take a quick chug of Monster Energy real quick, though.
We're sponsoring that.
You see that he brings it.
You love him.
I do. I do, because he's got the gift.
Ancient
he's
history,
got
Mike,
the gift.
You also loved Slow Andy, and that's a million years ago.
Only at the very, very beginning.
Okay, he's going down. All right. Oh, he is. No, I think you need to go lower than that, son.
You go to a sitting position.
Yes,
you
sit.
Did Pony go all the way down to a sitting position?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
I can't see. He's out of my
camera. Diego did it, too, but Diego also looked like he was watching the rapture with his face. He was very, very, very focused.
Well, look it up online. It's supposed to test, how long you're going to live and all that good stuff. But anyway, getting back to the dream.
Yes.
So I know we were in Las Vegas. You are not really like a regular part of the dream. You were there, though. And I know in the dream that you were there because we probably were doing that conversation where I would be like, yeah, how many seats do we have?
Right.
How many seats are filled? How many people are here already? And so it was.
Now, Carrie is a vivid, vivid dreamer, and she always starts her dreams like this. She says, I was at the house I grew up in, but it wasn't the house I grew up in.
And we were divorced.
No, shut up, Pony. Why don't you go do some more knee bends? But is it like I was there, but I wasn't there, or I was there, but it wasn't me?
I had the sense that you were there.
Okay.
So that means because it was.
Aroma.
So here's the dream. The dream is we are putting on a show.
Right.
It is before the show, and we are waiting for our headliner musical act to come on, and it's all centering around our headlining musical act.
That's what
it's all about, because we've gone to great pains to get this, and I guess I'll hold my hands like this the whole time. We've gone to great pains to get this musical act, and this musical act is in some way difficult for me. It's difficult for me. And so, but I'm not having personal contact. I'm watching this unfold.
Okay.
I'm watching like those little ballroom chairs be put in the hall.
Yes.
And then I'm watching the band set up, and I'm all about the band. I'm not even thinking about our show. I'm thinking about the band.
So is our headliner a singer?
No, he's a musician.
Oh.
And so I'm watching, and finally this person arrives. And it's a big, big, big deal. But
Here's
the weird thing. In real life, maybe now not so much. But in his day, probably pretty significant.
Okay.
But it was weird, and I have no idea why this person was headlining our show. He wouldn't headline our show. Well, I'd take him. I'd take him if he was available.
Sure. So this is a real musician who is not as big as he once was.
Yes.
May I ask a few questions to
try
and
guess? Yeah, go ahead, because, I mean, it's not like I have to save it till the end of the story.
Okay.
The end of the dream. He's involved in it, so I have to get right to it.
Is he a Vegas performer, a Vegas-style performer?
Probably not. Probably has performed in Vegas, but he's probably not a regular performer.
Not known for his singing? Is he a rock musician?
No, he's not a rock musician, but he did chart on the pop hits. He had a pop hit.
Is it Herb Alpert?
No, but you're extraordinarily close.
Okay, is a trumpet player then?
Not exactly.
A horn player?
He's a horn player.
A saxophone player?
No.
Oh, God.
Another name for it's
cornet.
It's not a trumpet.
Is it a cornet?
No, it might be like a flugelhorn.
Oh, Chuck Mangione.
Chuck Mangione. Chuck Mangione. It was Chuck.
That is so funny. Feels so good.
It was Chuck Mangione. Feels so good. Yes, sir.
Chuck Mangione.
Yeah. Chuck Mangione. So Chuck Mangione is showing up with the band, and I'm starting to get freaked out because the seats aren't filled yet. And I'm looking out in this ballroom in Las Vegas, and I have no one. I don't know why it was Chuck Mangione. I don't think about Chuck Mangione. I don't
Mike,
play this particular
don't you?
Song. No, I really don't. But I can sure talk it up, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chuck Mangione to sing for you on Wash FM. All right. But anyway,
he's also a recurring character for some reason on King of the Hill. They bring him up on King of the Hill sometimes, and he also did the theme mic to Cannonball Run.
This is it?
Yep.
This is the theme to Cannonball Run?
Victor! JJ!
Wow. It's like grocery store music.
It is.
Pretty cool. I like that. Sounds good. But anyway, so it's Chuck Mangione, and then I'm nervous because they're doing a sound check, and the hall is not even 1/10 full.
Oh.
Now, this is obviously playing to my anxieties about, you know, numbers and listenership
and
all
metrics,
that. And my greatest fear that I won't have anybody listening to what I do. That all of my fear. That makes complete sense to me. What doesn't make sense is that we go not really backstage, but we go like halfway out in the theater.
Right.
And we're standing there, and his whole band is there, and everybody wants a piece of Chuck, okay?
Well, Mike, that's history right there.
Everybody wants a piece. This is my memory of my dream. Okay. Everybody wants a piece of Chuck. And I welcome anybody analyzing this dream.
Was
everybody,
it Young Chuck, like the album cover where
no,
he had the dark beard?
No.
It's modern
no,
day
it
Chuck.
Was, it, you know what? Here's the thing.
You this had to gonna, mentally I'm, age
I'm,
him.
I'm just telling you what it is. It was Howard Hughes style Chuck.
Oh no! So the years have
long,
not been
really,
kind.
Really long hair, but like craggy and scraggly, and like really looked like he might have long fingernails.
Did he pee in a jar
specifically? No, I mean he's in the ballroom. He can't pee in a jar.
Of course not.
So he and then somehow I went from being halfway in the theater with the seats. And I see everybody's talking to Chuck, and I want my opportunity to have, you know, my moment like we all do. And I walk up and I say, Mr. Mangione, I'm a huge fan. This is such an honor to have you performing at our show. I just can't tell you. And he cut me off and he didn't respond because he was going out to do open his set.
You
and so I missed my opportunity. No, I don't think he was a dick. I think I missed this opportunity. He was busy. He wasn't really dickish. He just dismissed me incredibly because they were busy. And then somehow we're back in the middle part of the theater, and he walks through a curtain to go out to the stage, and I look out, and the audience is entirely comprised of toddlers. It's like somebody dropped off a field trip with school buses, and there were children, only children, in the audience, and I began to panic because I said, I can't do a show for children. It's much too ribald.
Like,
much too blue.
I'm always a glass half full guy. I mean, granted, they were toddlers, but it was a sellout.
It was a sellout. They were full. They were full. You know how I know it was full? Because as far as you could see, those little legs were dangling over the chair.
Hanging down the bar.
You could look back, and then I woke up in a cold sweat. And,
wow.
And it was Chuck Mangione. I never got the chance to talk to Chuck Mangione. In fact, I never got a chance to see the set. I was just looking out, and I said, they're toddlers. Why do we had children. Maybe I was turning back to Oscar to say something like, you booked toddlers? That's what you did? And then Oscar said amazing, and we went on with the way it was.
Well, Mike, I think that dream probably says a lot, but I just don't know what it is.
I think I can tell what it is.
What's
it means
that?
Is I will not be able to squat down and get up under my own power, and I'm going to die. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Somebody told me y'all was looking for somebody to help y'all with some business.
Yep.
Are you a businessman?
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker Jones.
How's that?
Motherfucker Jones.
Your first name is Motherfucker?
Not Motherfucker, Motherfucker. White people say Negroes say God.
I got it.
You say E-R, I say A-H.
Cool name. Is that like on your birth certificate too?
No, hey. Goofball. My real name is Dean.
Dean Jones. That's the same name of the actor in Herbie Love.
Yeah, he's not gonna know who that is.
I know who he is, bitch.
Sorry.
I can't run around this neighborhood with that Disney-ass name.
Right. Of course it makes sense.
How'd you get the nickname Motherfucker?
When I was a kid, I snuck into my mother's bedroom.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
She was asleep on the bed. She had been drinking all night.
I've heard enough.
Her skin was glistening. I snuck up behind her, and then I slipped my fingers into her purse.
Purse? It's a purse.
And I took all of her money. And it was her week's pay. I really f***ed her over. And that's how I got the name Motherfucker Jones.
Hell. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Viper Studio, the heart of the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, everybody? On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast for the greatest listeners on the planet. Why? Because they get it. If you're here, you do too, everybody. Take it easy, baby. I worked all day. Our show today brought to you by the 2016 Holiday VIP MVP GED
MBA.
Packages. Hey, we've talked about it for a long time. We would truly like this to be the year.
Yes.
I think of the 1,000 people that are sitting on our fan page, and I think of the percentage of those thousands that actually order the MVP package and the bonus package is
right.
What I'm talking about. And it's not a number that we're ever really proud of. I mean, you love the free content. We
yes.
see the downloads. We see that you're listening to it. You know, I'll be honest with you, folks. I'd really appreciate it if you would step it up this year.
Please
just
do.
A little bit. We really need the support. This is really the engine that drives us, and every little bit helps. And I'll be honest with you, advertising and all that wonderful stuff, it's great that we have that on the Mike O'Mara Show, but it always could be better. So
of course.
Please try to get yourself this year or give to a friend or if you've forgotten about it or you're thinking I might do it, please make this the year. And listen, if you're going to do that, we're giving back 5 big gifts for our TMOS Holiday MVPs. All you have to do is buy the 2016 bonus package. It'll automatically enter you to win one of our gift cards, a $250 gift card. We're going to give 5 of those away at Christmas time. The 2016 bonus package will get you full access to all of our bonus contest content. That's both audio and video. And it'll give you access to the anthology, which is 25% savings. You get every show that we've done in bonus content. So please do this and take a chance at being a TMOS Holiday MVP. All waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages. Even if you're currently subscribed, this is the best time to renew,
absolutely.
And we'd appreciate it. And it makes a great holiday gift for the TMOS fan in your life. Get one for them and one for yourself. Good luck, and we want you to be our TMOS Holiday MVP. And thank you for a great 2015. Here's to an even better 2016. And thank you for all the people that have already purchased it and
yes,
let us know.
Please
that's
let us
always
know.
Nice to see people post that. We really do appreciate that. You know, I was on the fan page because I saw somebody posted that might have been our good friend Jolene White.
I think it was, yes, from
who,
Vegas.
Posted that she'd purchased the TMOS MVP. And I think there are a lot of people that hang out on that fan page that not only just like to talk about us, but they don't necessarily like to put up. You know what I mean?
And, help us out. Be a part of it.
That, we'd really appreciate it. It would help us out, and that is that's how we do it. I don't know how to get through to people with the MVP and the TMOS bonus packages. I'm never sure how to go about it. I'm not going to come out and lie and say if we don't sell a certain amount of MVP TMOS bonus packages, we're going to hang up our shingle. I'm not going to say that, but the fact is, over time, it does take a toll when we've got to play catch up ball when we're doing this. So
and
I
you know
hate
what?
To give the serious spiel, but we really do need to. We need your help. We don't put a donate button up there anymore.
No, we don't.
We changed the donate button to offering a free uncensored show every week, and compared to the people that listen to the regular show
It's a ridiculous percentage.
Tiny.
And I want that, and I'd like that to increase. I truly, truly would. I don't know what I need to do other than say, sorry, guys, that's it.
Right.
And when that day comes, they'll all be saying, well, what's the matter? What happened? And I'll be honest with you. I'll say, well, we couldn't get the numbers from our bonus content that we needed to keep the show going. So, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, blackmail or extort
that.
I am saying this is really an important year for us to play catch up.
Very big.
And I'd like to say thank you, July and August, for being a big bowl of suck. Because that's why we're doing this right now.
Let me offer this teaspoon of sugar that goes with it, because that is all valid and serious. I think the bonus shows this year have been among the best we've done in the history of the show. We've gone in new directions, and we've done new
stuff. Well, I'll tell you why they're the best you've ever done, because you write them.
Oh, stop
and,
it.
And, well,
it's
you
not
do.
That.
You,
it's not
I,
that.
I tasked you with writing a bonus show every week. I thought it would add a fresh sound to the bonus show. It did.
Oh, you're very
it's
kind.
It's successful. And it's really
good
been,
and strong.
It's strong, it's big, it's good, it's funny. You never know what's going to happen. And I'm really behind the product this year.
It's great.
And we do them almost every week that we're doing a show. You know, we used to come in and we kind of half-ass our way through it.
Oh, no, we
and
do them every week now.
We do them every week.
Or even do one for Thanksgiving week. You know, we're doing one next week. So when you guys are traveling to Grandma's house, there's going to be a bonus show waiting for you if you're smart enough to pony up.
Yeah, it's going to be a good bonus show, and it'll be our filthy, dirty Thanksgiving. That's what it's going
to
be.
That's right. You won't believe
I'm telling that to Rob, because that's...
you won't believe what we did to the turkey.
Yeah, so please do it, and we thank you in advance. This will be the last lecture I give you, but
this
is the time of year where, look, I understand you're out there buying gifts, and I understand that you support our advertisers, and I understand you shop on Amazon, but this is something that is ours, and this is our product that we make
and a great value
every year to you.
I honestly tell you, folks, it's worth it. These are great shows. Good stuff.
Thank you in advance, everybody. So that was the dream. I'll tell you, it was odd, it was strange, and
I can't wrap my head around where you would come up with Chuck Mangione. You deal with
Deal with kids. That's why I brought it up.
You deal with kids. I mean, the fact that you have a young boy, and you also are taking him to preschool, so you're seeing toddlers and young children.
Right.
But
right.
Chuck Mangione, I know you're not encountering him in real life, and if it's a weird celebrity, I would be your portal to Chuck Mangione. But we've not done anything with him on the show.
No. It's a weird world.
That is, you know what? It's weird what lies in our subconscious, because it's down in there somewhere, and you said, no, Flugelhorn.
Before we go to break, I want to ask you an honest question.
Okay.
Do you think that poem of mine yesterday was a bit divisive?
Divisive.
I did not feel that. Or as someone wrote on YouTube, a tad douchey.
No, it's not divisive at all.
Douchey quality to it? I know I can be douchey. I just don't know whether I was douchey on that particular
I don't think that poem was douchey at all. I think it was patriotic, and I think it had several tones to it. But if you are troubled with it being divisive, not at all. What it was uniting. It was, I mean, people are going to, Mike, haters going to hate. The thing is that there's nothing divisive about it. Show me one thing that's divisive. What I took away from that is don't be scared, which is something you're told when you're 1 year old or 1 year old. And when you're 90 years old, don't give them that power.
I think fear is one of the worst things that can happen to a nation. I think.
Well,
that,
think about what they're called. They're called terrorists because they put terror in our hearts. And that's no good.
History will show you that when people collectively, whether it's the mob, whether it's a country, whether it's a state, whether it's a group of people at a soccer game, when people get scared collectively, bad things can really happen.
Absolutely.
And when, right now, do you get the vibe that we were in a state of shock after 9/11?
Right.
But do you get this national consciousness that we're more afraid now than we were even after 9/11? I get this this fear from everybody.
I get the feeling.
You know, I there's a lot of social media that there wasn't back on 9/11.
And that fosters it too. That allows it to advance and everything. But the thing about fear often comes out of being uninformed. And fear comes out of not understanding. And that's being, you know, you can even take it down to ghost stories. If you believe in ghosts.
How do you feel about it? When you're in D.C. every day, you're driving into the city. Pony, you're driving into the city. Mm-hmm. You guys are here every single day. They have come out on their little videos with those asshats that have talked about targeting the nation's capital. Do you guys, do you think about it? Do you think about it?
I think about it, and I will say this. I am no more scared. I might be more vigilant. I have my eyes open. I'm keeping an eye out for what's going on. Uh-huh. But I think you should be like that anyway. I'm not scared. I won't give them that.
There were two backups yesterday because of police inspecting suspicious packages and things that were left out. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, you know what? I think that's part of the stuff you deal with in the new reality. It's just I've seen some pretty amazing stuff online with hatred and, you know, I'm not going to get into the debate of whether we bring people in or we don't bring people in, but I'm just talking about the naked hatred that you're getting. And, you know, bad things can happen.
Of
you know,
course.
It's just like an old movie. It's like an old Western, you know, where, you know, they hear something and the lynch mob forms, you know, when they're going to go down and they're going to hang the wrong guy, you know.
I'll repeat something that I said on yesterday's show, I believe. It was either the show or the bonus show. I can't remember. But we are no more likely to be hit by a terrorist in our nation than we were before they hit France. And I know that makes you aware and it makes you think about it, but just day to day, live your life. That's the way to fight it. Be aware, but don't be scared. Yeah. Don't be scared.
Truly, the one thing I will say, and this is the only fear-mongering thing I will say, it truly astonishes me that they have converted this many people to this doctrine where you can actually brainwash someone to the extent where they will put a vest on and pull a trigger and blow themselves up and murder people in cold blood. It truly, I think that's probably one of our biggest faults is that we cannot get our heads around it. And it's impossible for people in the West, in many cases, to get their heads around that. So that's the last thing I want to say. But don't let them win.
No,
don't
please.
Let them, you know, don't get afeared. And for that poem, I want to thank the 125 people that liked it on YouTube.
Attaboy. That's a,
that's not an attaboy. That's the land of suck. That is the land of suck. And I'm wondering if that's the divisiveness. And I think more people shared it than watched it. How weird is that? We'll take a break. I'll come back and tell you it was a trip to see Santa Claus.
Oh, you went to the workshop.
At the Bass Pro Shop.
But that wasn't douchey.
Yeah, not at all. I'll tell you all about it when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Enough for the city.
This week on the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show.
Are we going to play a guessing game here? Is that what we're going
to
do?
No, I'm going to tell you the story
behind
it.
Wanted to guess.
I thought we were going to guess. Yes. I don't want to hit your
guess. Are you just going to tell us? Are you going to tell us everything?
All right.
I thought we were going to play a guessing game. Give me some hints.
All
Did you think you were just going to sit there and play songs and tell us about them?
I thought that you would.
I could leave. Go home. Swear to God, we could literally leave if you were going to do that.
You are home.
The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
You ever listen to the promos for the bonus show? You know who puts those together? Mr. Rob Spiewak.
No, who always
gets the kicker line? Does Mr. Bloom do that?
Mr. Bloom does it under the advisement of Mr.
Bloom.
Mr.
hates
Spiewak.
Me, too. So he puts... I haven't had a kicker line in a promo in 20 years. They're always Rob. They're always Rob. Rob always gets the funny. None of my funnies get to be the last thing you hear on a promo, for God's sake. Like, you ever think that I'm petty enough to care about that? I'm petty enough to care about that!
We want to save it for the bonus show. We don't want to give away the good stuff right away.
That's right. What we're doing is we're giving away the chaff, not the wheat.
Yeah.
I understand both of you.
Blow me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how it's changed my life. Now my friends at Sleep Number have done it again. They have created a pillow that is a breakthrough for people who sleep too warm or too cool, which is a lot of us.
Yeah, almost everybody,
I think. It's a wonderful pillow. The Sleep Number Temperature Balancing Pillow. So now you can sleep at the perfect temperature with a pillow that adapts to you. You know, if you're somebody that wakes up and you get too hot or too cold, the Sleep Number Temperature Pillow is a balancing pillow. It's amazing. In fact, it's called the Sleep Number Temperature Balancing Pillow. I have one and I love it. It absorbs excess heat, then it releases as you cool, so you sleep just right. It features Outlast technology, so it keeps you comfortable and dry by proactively regulating your temperature for a better night's sleep every time, every single night. Come to a Sleep Number store and see all the innovative gifts for better sleep. Right now, you can save 30% on the temperature balancing pillow. No better sleep at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to... jump and click your heels.
Yeah, because it's the holidays.
How about just buying the pillow and telling Mike O'Mara said
yeah. Okay.
Thank you very
all
much,
right.
Okay? It's a great product. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, it was all day long on the DirecTV in the O'Mara household. We had the Bass Pro Shops Santa's Wonderland channel. So at 4:30, we were off to get there when Santa arrived.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
S-A-D. So let me paint the picture for you,
please.
If I may. The TV commercial could not be more enticing. And I say this as someone who knows advertising. I know when they're trying to play me. I am here to tell you, though, I was totally played, as well as my son was. But in my son's case, he's very, very happy. In my case, I'm a little more judgmental about the final product. Okay?
Is it a long time? I'm sorry, like a long form ad?
Yes.
Is it a channel? Like,
yes.
Like a cable access
with
channel?
With a continuous loop of the, you know,
oh,
the little
boy.
Santa's workshop thing. And the whole thing is, remember when Christmas was magical? And it starts
oh, yeah.
like that. And they show, here's how they get me. You know what they do?
What's that?
And they're smart, these people, these big companies
yeah,
like Bass Pro
big
Shops.
Big Christmas
their,
or Big Bass?
Big Christmas. big Christmas is very smart, Rob.
Oh, of course
big
it
Christmas
is.
Big Christmas is very smart. And the ad starts with this old, like, Super 8 video. This super, or the
oh,
what
an
do
actual,
they call
like,
it?
A Super 8 home movie.
A
like
Super 8
film.
Home movie.
Silent.
Yeah, film.
Yeah.
Film, like, film movie of like, dads and people in uniform.
Tugs at
and
your
the
heartstrings.
Old Christmas
yeah.
tree. No, but I get totally retro when I see this.
Sure.
Like, oh, I remember when I was a little kid. This is, yeah, I'm such a, I'm a rube.
And you go,
you know
there.
What you are. You know what you are with your fish hooks and your machetes. But anyway, so I look at this and I get kind of caught up. And Carla, you know, they set the hook on Carla like the third time she saw it.
Well,
she's like, there's Carla running out to the sea. You better reel her in, boys.
It
reel
is
her
so,
in.
It is so easy. And I've said this before, is that as I get older and become more sentimental, I'm an easier mark. I'm a bigger rube.
Yeah.
I got sucked in by an ad for, I guess it was like the company that makes Joy Liquid and soaps. And it's an old soap company where they say a family company. And it was a commercial that in 30 seconds, they showed how every Thanksgiving, a couple that after World War II got little salt shakers and pepper shakers that look like pilgrims. And for the next 70 years, they brought them out every Thanksgiving. And Julia looked
right.
at me and she said, you're crying. I said, I'm not crying.
Oh
I'm
God.
Not crying. But I was locked in and misty because it was such a great ad.
And it was a dishwashing
holidays.
Liquid
well,
commercial?
It's the company that makes, like, I think, the Swiffer and Pledge and Joy. Yeah, maybe
so
yeah.
it was
not
just
Johnson
one of those generic big corporation
yeah.
commercials where they don't mention a product. They just talk about how great they are.
Yeah,
right?
it was
the
big...
Koch brothers. I bet it was the Koch brothers.
Uh-huh. Mike, it was Big Clean.
It was Big Clean.
It was sponsored by Big Clean. But
right.
it
big
is...
Soap.
Normally,
Big Soap. It was Big Soap.
If they were using Big Soap to promote something other than getting family together at the holidays, I'd laugh it off and say this is BS. But the fact is the holidays, that is a real, that is the expressway to your heart. That
yep.
is a really sentimental button that you can hit.
Well, I'm sentimental because I'm incredibly sentimental because of my little guy and,
yes.
and what a bonus I have in my life.
Kids
at this
do it
stage
to you.
Of my life.
Kids
but
do
I mean
it
I've got
you.
You know, this is a second chance for me to be a dad, and you know, I love my daughters more than anything, but
right.
to have another little one running around, and you know, it's just a joy for me, and I live through him, and when he begins to track with Santa,
it's huge.
It's spectacular mm-hmm. for me. It's really, really wonderful. So I don't want to say that I was all in. But I will say that there was not a moment of hesitation on
Were
my part.
Were you still
I was,
smarting from last year's bad Santa Claus?
Oh, no. You know, I didn't even, it was not so bad. He just reacted badly, and they put Santa, like, you know, it looked like he was in some, you know, safe house somewhere in the mall where they jammed
that.
Him in this corner. And, you know, the Santa was absolutely horrible. And, you know, down here, this is Southwest Florida, you can't spit and not hit a guy with a white beard. We all have white beards now. I mean, all you have to do is go to a bike rally, and you pick 50 of them out and say, would you like to be Santa? I guess they're saying no because they still pull these guys that you know that look like Buck Henry and decide to roll them in.
timely reference. That's the only one I could pull.
But it's, if you had to draw the Venn diagram, Mike, the overlapping circles of the men who look like Santa Claus and the men who don't reek of gin. That's the problem. There's not many of them.
No,
it's a small one.
They, but I still, so we, no, I wasn't even thinking about last year.
Okay, good.
He loved the fact that there was a train set. An electric train set. So he wanted to see that. And then they show a little snowman. And then they show this wonderful area, obviously, of the Bass Pro Shots that's been blacked, blanked out. Separated from the rest of the store. And they've set up a Santa's Wonderland. And foolish rube me, I said, well, the one down here is big enough where I'll walk into the store and it'll be the Santa's Wonderland blocked out.
Diego?
They took out the jelly worms and they probably moved the Santa Wonderland.
They
in
say,
there, you know?
Take all the vests with all the pockets and put them in the back room. Diego is showing me
the bass boats.
Diego is showing me the ad. I will give them credit.
Can you wait? Uh-huh. Can you get the audio of the ad and put it on?
Absolutely.
Can you do
Absolutely.
That? Put Just the audio of the ad on and I'll play it for you, and I'll see if it's the same ad that I've been watching here, okay? Give that to him, Diego. Rob, plug it in, and let's see what goes on here.
Hey, we'll have
I think I'll tell you if this is the... Because it's like, remember when...
Remember writing letters to Santa? Scrawling heartfelt words to the big man in the red suit who could give you anything on your wish list. Then you'd stuff your big hopes and dreams into a little white envelope addressed to the North Pole. Bring those memories back at Santa's Wonderland in Bass Pro Shops, where kids can write a letter to Santa, try the RC trucks, see the model trains, and get their picture with Santa, all for free. That's right.
All for free.
Free.
It's free.
Time passes. Hold on to Christmas.
It's a slick ad. It is a
It's a
slick
ad, isn't
it?
It
looks
doesn't
good.
Doesn't make you nostalgic? What a great narrator. I need to remember when you were doing that. Remember
but the thing is that if you, I've watched it carefully based on what you just told us. Santa's Wonderland could be about the size of a large screen TV because the angles are chosen very carefully.
Uh-huh.
It looks big, but it might be very unimpressive upon it getting
there. Well, it's where they keep the bass boats. It's a little strip.
Okay.
The one that we have way in the back, but there was Santa, and it's a narrow little hallway, and they kind of have it jammed in the back. And we went in, and he was wide-eyed, and he loved the boats. And
was
you know,
he scared?
We go in.
Did he cry when he saw Santa? What was
no,
his reaction?
No, let me take you through the whole thing.
Okay.
So we walk into the front of the store, and there's a guy, there's a greeter, you know, the most skilled employee of the at the joint.
Right?
They put him right in the front at these big box stores.
Sure.
And so he says, "Can I help you guys find anything?" and you know, we couldn't be any more of the family looking for Santa's Wonderland. And Carla says, "Yeah, we're looking for Santa's Wonderland." And there's a lady. Now, hold on.
Carla, did she play it straight? Was she giving him any
ass? Carla doesn't have that. Carla's all in. She wants to get to this place.
Hi,
wants to take
we're
our kid
for Santa's Wonderland.
No, the guy says, "Yeah, we're looking for Santa's Wonderland." And because there's a big sign in front, we don't know once you get there, because I'm so used to disappointment with corporate America that I will have watched this TV show, and then it's like at a particular Bass Pro Shops, not the one that's down here. No, there's a big banner in the front that says Santa's Workshop open now.
Now!
And so we're now.
Now.
And so we're completely all in because we get out of the car, and we see this, and it looks fine. And so let's walk in. So two employees, one lady that was chatting, these big box stores, I don't know if you've ever noticed it, a lot of chatting goes on, a lot of socializing between employees.
Yes.
Lots of it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of employees, and not all of them are humping it, okay? A lot of them are just shooting the breeze.
Well, Mike, the last thing you want to do is get in the way of their social time. They hate their job. The only thing they like is talking to the other people about how much they hate their job.
But I don't begrudge them that, because if I was in those stores, I'd have, I'd be frustrated too.
Sure.
And I'd get bored and I'd want to socialize with my fellow employees. So we walk in. There's a guy in a green shirt and he's talking to a lady in a green shirt. They're both employees. We walk up to the front and the guy is like, "So I said that. I didn't know whether he was going to do it, but we're going to go up and visit that." "Well, hello. Can I help you guys find anything?" And Carla says, "Yeah, we're looking for Santa's Workshop." And at that very moment,
yes,
the lady points east and the guy points west.
Oh, my God.
And I said, "You guys are pointing in different directions."
like the Scarecrow in the Wizard of Oz.
And then the guy goes, and then suddenly the man, I guess, loses his whole confidence mojo and goes, well, I am. No, I'm pretty sure that I say, you work here. It's Santa's workshop. How, my God, it happens once a year. You don't know. You know, I didn't say that to his face, but inside I'm going, come on, man. I'm standing here in your fishing lures. Tell me where the hell's goes, what's going on. And then he defers to the woman who was pointing in the right direction. He was pointing us at the lavatory, and he came to that conclusion. I don't know what he was doing. You know, he just went boo.
And Ray Bulger says, "Of course, but, some people do go both ways."
Yeah, he did the Scarecrow thing. Where's Santa's workshop? It's this way. So anyway, we started our journey, and I'll wrap this up in a second when we come back on the Michael Myers.
Oh, great.
Hook me up a new revolution. This one is a lie.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, the best wine comes from the best vineyards.
Yes.
But sometimes those vineyards make just a little too much wine. Now, you might say you can never have too much wine. Well, Cameron Hughes knows that. You can never have too much wine. Cameron Hughes finds premium vineyards that have a little extra of their best wines. What they do is they buy those extra bottles, then they sell direct to customers. Cameron Hughes allows you to drink the exact same wine that you'd find at expensive high-end wineries, but you're paying a lot less, 40 to 80% less.
Wow.
You got to try Lot 388. That's the lot that we're spotlighting this week.
So good.
It's number 388. It's yummy, yummy, loving my tummy. A 2011 Napa Valley Merlot. This is an incredible wine with food or on its own. A great go-to wine for any occasion. How about the holidays? Got Thanksgiving next week.
Yeah.
And the price, it's under $20. Almost impossible to find premium Napa wines for under $20, but Cameron Hughes has it, and it's amazing. Quantities are very limited, but we convinced Cameron to open up his reserve stock just for our listeners and offer this special deal. Listen up to this. Act now for 20% off my new favorite Napa Valley wine, Lot 388. That makes it less than $15. You've got to try this wine. Plus, free shipping and a free sommelier corkscrew. That's a $25 value.
Yeah.
But to get it, you got to go to chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left, and enter TMOS. 20% off a premium wine and free shipping and a fancy corkscrew. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS. Get ready for the holidays. Don't wait. This offer is this week only. chwine.com. Do it today.
Get on. So, I love the free shipping. Can't beat the free shipping.
Great to have them back on the air with us. So it's back to the Santa magical journey explosion.
Now, you've said, you've said Wonderland and you've said workshop, which is appropriate. You don't know? Does it open up to a larger suite?
So I don't know. But it's cool. It's trains, and I want to get him a train set for, you know, for Christmas. This is a son. I've never had a son.
Train
sets are
cool.
I'm gonna get him a train
set.
I'm gonna get a monster remote control truck. I want to get him cool stuff like that. And by the way, I got all the information from people that said it's something you want, something you need, something you can wear, and something you can read.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the rule that we're doing for Christmas.
That's good. Of course, it leaves Pony out because he doesn't know how to read.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So. We make our way in the right direction, and we're heading over. And it, you know, I assume it's going to be in the back. And I know I've been around this this joint because I fish down here, so I know where stuff is. And I know they've got a row of these bass boats, and I figure they move those outside, and that's where they put the you know, the Santa Wonder Workshop, whatever the hell it is.
So Workland.
So we're there. It's about 4:45. Okay, it's 4:45. Here's the first thing I noticed: the parking lot not incredibly full.
Ah, it's a good
Thursday.
Sign. That's a good
right
sign.
Away, I feel like this is a bonus for yours truly, that I have made the right call here and everything's going to be hunky-dory fine.
Right.
You know how I am, Rob, when I get into this kind of thing where you go where amusement parks or where there are lines and
you're
people
like
have
Carrie,
to wait.
What you do is you try to outthink, outwit, and outlast.
Yes.
And you try. And I'm thinking, I know you fairly well. When you saw a lightly attended parking lot, you said, this is going to be great.
I was very, very excited.
Yes.
I was very happy because it's like, you know, what better thing? We're here the week before Thanksgiving when the crush is going to happen.
Right.
We're going to get our – and for me, it's all about getting our Thanksgiving – our holiday picture with Santa, which
cool.
we send to Grandma and Gammy and Nana and all the 500 grandmas that he has. And so we love the fact that we're going to get in there early. And it's wide open. There are no other children. It's 4:45.
That's great.
No one's there yet. And then they have a craft table where he sits down. But I'm already feeling the urgency And I noticed that the Santa seat, you know, the throne
might that the, be appropriate. It's a throne.
Jolly old elf is going to sit on is way down at the end. And Carla, you know, because she's clueless about this, moves him over to the craft table that's like 6 miles away. I'm like, honey, they might have other craft tables, but why are you sitting him down 12 miles away? When the big man gets here, he's going to be far away, and you know people are going to show up. She's like, Michael, just relax.
She called you Michael?
No, she called me Mike. She called me you. Hey, just relax.
You know what? This is the equivalent, Mike. You want to be the guy that's standing right by the people that get advanced boarding at an airport. You don't want to be far away. You want to be right. When the elf
like
shows
to be
up.
There. Yeah, it's like, you know, we're Americans. It's competitive. It's first. It's horrible. Sure. I wish I wasn't like that. I wish I didn't give a rat's ass. But I want to get in. I want to get out. And I want him to be happy.
I want him to see Santa.
The Bass Pro Shop, you know, a little violent as you're making your way up to Santa's seat. You know, they got the bow and arrows that you can shoot to death the ducks. And then you got the BB guns. I'm just telling the truth. You got the BB guns where you can shoot to death the deer.
Sure,
you can shoot everything. Shooting sports are well represented.
Not just deer. Reindeer.
Yeah. Reindeer.
Oh, dear.
But it's, you know, if I was a little kid and you had the little arcade gun thing, I'm cool with that. And they got some remote control trucks. And then they have the electric trains. And he's riveted. And the electric train. What I will tell you is this vast area that I envisioned on the TV commercial is more like a narrow chute with merchandise.
Yes.
You know, that's what it is. Now, Rob Spiewak says to me yesterday, you know, you get your free picture with Santa. Rob said, we have free if you just want the one they're taking it. If you want any copies to give to anybody, that's how they get you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay for the digital thing, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that they'll give you.
Yeah, you give that, right.
You get like
$15.
Polaroid probably in like a cardboard folder, right?
That's we got the $20 package so we could send copies to the Gammies. That's what we wanted to do. And so we're making our way down, and we're standing off to the side, and I'm like, I see one other mom with her little kid who's crafting, drawing, coloring Santa or whatever the hell it is. And they're sitting over there. And I'm like,
are any children writing manifestos?
No, they're just chilling out. Little picnic tables set up for the kids. Beautiful. It's nice. It's sweet. It's lovely.
Okay.
I'm fine with it. Okay. Is it a narrow hallway instead of this vast wonderland? Is a narrow hallway where they've moved out the bass boats? Yeah. But I can live with that.
All right.
I'm okay. And the way I'm looking at it is my kid is number two in line, which is fantastic.
Perfect.
And then it gets to be about 1 minute before 5, and they arrive.
It's like someone
arrived with a tour bus and dumped off these mommies.
Now, is why you dreamt of the toddlers.
Uh-huh.
This is why, because this is the same time you've used the tour bus analogy, and you didn't even mean to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
You hate the toddlers.
Well, no, I don't hate toddlers. I don't really like the I want to be as kind as I can.
Please
do. All right. Two things happened. One of the things that happened, Santa had a little barricade before this red carpet where you walk up to his workshop.
Yes,
And they've got the little velvet. It's not a velvet rope. It's a little canvas strap that goes between two little
pedestals. For crowd management.
For crowd control, right?
Exactly.
My kid is right up next to the trains, about 2 feet away from the little canvas strap. And the little kid who I was going to let go first is over at the craft table. And I'm like, fine, no bad. Well, what I didn't realize was that Mommy number one and Grandma number one arrive.
Right.
And what I had neglected to see is that on the far right, a la Disney,
is a chute that has
split rail fence going all the way down, and it's got an entrance that starts back, back where they have the tackle boxes.
So they foxed you.
Yeah, and they knew exactly. And let me see, what shall I call them? Lard ass number one and lard ass number two knew exactly where to go.
So they went right to the beginning.
It's not a problem. But it's not a problem at all because, you know, at the worst case scenario, I'm number two or number three.
Right.
And I said, Carla, go ahead, watch the trains with the little guy. I'll make make my way over to the little chute. It'll be no fun. I mean it'll be fun. There you go.
And then Dr. Freud. Yes, that's fine. Yeah. It'll be no fun.
So I get in back of LA 1 and LA 2 with their 11 children and
there's two parents.
There are four children.
Proctoring four children. Several children. What are the age ranges of these children?
It may have been three. It was three children. There's the older girl and there's the middle-aged probably the 6-year-old boy.
Okay.
And then there's the infant. There's the infant that they have.
Okay.
And the infant was probably, I think I asked. I said, oh, how old is the little one? And she said, 7 months. Seven months.
Just a wee one.
And I said, oh, that's very, very, she's adorable. Or she's adorable. I said, she's adorable. Oh. I resisted the urge to say, yeah, good age for an earring. Good age for a pierced ear. Yeah, well, you know. Okay. I mean, a pierced ear. I don't want to give anything away here, you know, but hey, there you go. Thank you. So they have the pierced ear. And at this point,
not their first time to the pro shop.
I see Carla over at the train and Carla has turned back to look up the hallway and he's here.
The man is here.
The main man has arrived. Baby. There he is. The main man.
Do you get excited at all?
Did I?
Yeah.
No.
You see, I still get excited when I see Santa Claus. I don't know what it is.
I still go to King's Dominion.
I do, Mike. So I do indeed.
No, I am happy for my son, and I am, am I waiting to see what he looks like?
Yes, sure.
I am not excited as much as I am simply waiting to pass judgment.
Of course. And,
right. And so Santa is led down the hallway by Eileen Brennan, who seems to make her way only with blonde hair.
Oh, hi.
Blonde-haired Eileen Brennan.
Mike, that's the hot blonde Eileen Brennan that you can see in the movie Murder by Death.
Right.
When she's playing the secretary.
Oh and Santa, I believe, has the real white beard, so I'm good with that.
That's the high-dollar Santa.
But Santa is skinny.
Oh.
Santa is skinny, and Santa's pants in the back, Santa has this bony ass that's just hanging on him, okay?
Oh, no.
By the way, my criteria for the real Santa, I'm good with Santa being under 5 feet tall.
Sure.
I don't care if Santa is tiny as long as he's a little round, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I said to Oscar yesterday, you can get the padding. But no, for this Santa, for the Santa that's been playing on my TV for 3 days, I want some meat on Santa's bones. And Santa is long and lean.
Oh.
And obviously wearing a fake stomach. But the arms are skinny. The legs are skinny.
Not okay.
But he's got the fat tummy and... Look, it doesn't matter to my little 28-month-old boy.
But
okay?
Still, you crave excellence. Now, here's another one that I know you noticed, even if you don't bring it up. How's the suit?
The suit is adequate, but it's not the same suit they did on the TV commercial. The suit on the TV commercial was this ye olde European.
Yeah, it's like the Macy's
coat,
suit. Yeah,
like the Macy's big long coat, which I think, hey, that. And for for this big box store Santa, I'm all in for it, but maybe they bring him in on the weekends. You know, I don't know if they get their own suits or if the store provides the suit.
You know, I found out that at the actual Macy's department store in New York City, they have about 7 Santas, and there's a labyrinth. And they bring you down hallways to different Santa Clauses in their own isolated rooms.
Disney World.
That's fun. But anyway, it's very creepy. He comes by Michael walking to his little perch. So he sees Michael, and right away he leans over. He goes, "Well, hello there." And I'm like, "Oh, this is going to be great. He's going to interact with Santa. So Santa's going to reach out, and maybe shake his hand. Santa's maybe going to have a little exchange." No, he went, "Hello there," and he just blows right by. Just like he's, you know,
Santa probably, the rock star.
He's probably had his fourth martini and he's Santa. It's not Billy Bob, but let's just say there's not a lot of effort going in. So I'm establishing that. And I'm standing in the line and we walk over. At this point, what appeared to be 9 or 10-year-old girl informs Carla that she needs to be in the line. So the little girl is freaking out because she thinks Carla's gonna jump the line and You know Carla. You, Carla, my Carla.
Yes.
Carla knew I was standing in line to hold the place for
exactly.
the light. Exactly. But Carla turns around, and Carla gets a smile on her face, and I'm like, I am communicating with her Uh-oh. With my eyes. I'm saying, don't do it. No. Don't do it. Do not skirmish with this child. This is the holidays. Please, please. And Carla, this is Carla's. Carla's. The eyebrows go up.
Yes.
Oh, really? Well, thank you for telling me that. You little shit. You know, she didn't say that. She didn't say that.
Oh, but let's say she did.
She wanted to.
Yeah, she said it with
really,
her eyes.
She really wanted to. And
oh,
then,
wow.
And so the family in front of us, and there are maybe two other families in back of us.
Okay.
It is not well-traveled. It's delightful. It's fine. And Michael is so thrilled and so excited. It's what it's all about. It's mm-hmm. a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing, chuckling at the little 9, 10-year-old telling my wife that she has to be in line because
yeah,
it's just a funny moment
she's
for me.
She's bossing her around.
But she's into it. She's,
yeah.
You know, she's got one more year where she's probably going to be into it. So
yeah,
let her
right.
be into it. I'm fine, and it makes me laugh. At the same time, what didn't make me laugh is that we get the Eileen Brennan, who's like just up there standing next to Santa going, and then you've got the
did
two
you get
other,
your candy cane deer
you got the two people monitoring the Santa photos
yes.
and printing out doing their computer work, and then you've got Mama, and she goes off to the side, and we start the ordeal of their photo. They get two
yes
with Santa and the whole three family, then they get the two older kids, and then we have to get a photo with the infant, and I'm like, what the F is going. And at this point, they're done, though.
Good.
They're done. And the 10-year-old is up there chatting with Santa like they're long-lost buddies. And the mother is on her cell phone with her back turned. And this
oh
is when I start to get a little pissed off. I'm like, others! Others, please!
The
10-year-old
is turning to Santa Claus and saying, do you feel scared since that went down in Paris? What do you think about the refugees, Claus? Yeah. I want to know.
And the only other thing I will tell you is that they have set the camera up to take these pictures. You've got Santa's chair outside of his little workshop.
Throne.
And you have the camera, which is located somewhere in the Dominican Republic.
Oh,
it is that far away.
No.
It is that far away down here. But it took an adequate picture. He focused. I'm all about the people in back of me. I know this is an assembly line. I'm
sure.
feeling for mm-hmm. Santa. I'm feeling for the people in back of me. I want to be no fuss, no muss. He doesn't cry. He's
that's
fascinated.
Great. Oh, that's
he
great.
Switched legs because he couldn't get the right camera. He was on the right leg, moved over to the left leg on the skinny bone, probably like sitting on a bed of nails with that bony
say,
leg.
Uncomfortable,
trying
to straddle a 2x4.
And you know he doesn't give the bright smile, but he gives the, you know, he's like curious and he's not upset, and we
oh,
get the picture
great.
And we are out of there, and he wants to go back, and I'm like, that's what mommies are for.
Sure,
going back mm-hmm. is what mommies are for. You'll do that. And then he saw the trains, and he, you know what he wants for Christmas?
What's that?
This way he wants train tracks.
Aw, that's
because
cool.
Because he's just he doesn't say a train set. And I know we're running late, but hold on just a second because I want to play this for you.
Okay, he wants train tracks.
Yeah, since we're talking about the little boy.
Now, this is sort of this is a natural progression because at his birthday, he was into Thomas the Tank Engine. So now he's taking it to more realistic mm-hmm. trains. Now, do they have a Santa Claus at any other places of business like the liquor store?
Well, I'm sure they do. I mean, the
I like
store.
That Santa Claus.
The Costco's got a liquor store next to it. So,
oh, that's right. Sure that's right. That, Rob, but you know what they do at the mall in Loudoun County? When you mm-hmm. go, you sign up for a time, and they give you a Santa beeper, so the line never gets out of control.
How
this
Christmas-y.
Is
yeah,
this
Christmas-y.
Is the kind of voice we're talking. This is 30 seconds of my boy here.
Okay.
Let's see how this comes out here. Okay, let's listen up.
Panther.
Say bald eagle.
Bald eagle.
Say water buffalo.
Blur buffalo.
Say spider monkey.
Spider monkey.
Green sea turtle.
It's green sea turtle.
Macaroni penguin.
Lion penguin.
Sea lion.
Sea lion.
Red wolf.
Red wolf.
Whooping crane.
Whooping crane.
And a black panther.
Yeah.
Say black Aww. Panther.
Black panther.
Say I love you.
Love you.
Oh, there my God. Why right. such obscure animals? Doesn't he know about cows and horses?
Oh, he's got one of those liberal books somebody sent us.
Black Panther.
One of those tree hugger books somebody sent us. Yeah. That's
it. Black Panther. Say yep. Crips. Say Bloods.
Say fat ladies. All right, anyway, we'll take a break and
survive.
Come back with news you may not need on the Mike Romero Show.
Hi, this is the Internet's Steve Mermelstein. As of December 7th, 2015, Mike, Rob, and Oscar will have tirelessly brought you 6 years of entertainment and countless hours of happiness. Let's reward their dedication to making us laugh by doing all of our shopping through MichaelMarisShow.com. At MichaelMarisShow.com, you'll find links to all the best deals on the internet. And trust me, as a Mermelstein, you can bet I know where to find the best deals. You can take that to the bank. You see, when you go through MichaelMarisShow.com, Mike, Rob, and Oscar get a little taste, but it doesn't cost us anything. What
you
a
see.
Mitzvah.
You
so
see.
Be a mensch and do all your holiday shopping to MichaelMarisShow.com this Hanukkah. Oh, and you can do it for that other holiday, too. These deals are still great, even if you believe in that other stuff. Mermelstein out.
Hey, do you think Steve Mermelstein knows where Santa Claus lives? In the North Pole?
The Mike O'Mara Show spokesmodel, Stephen Mermelstein. Ladies and gentlemen, very
Yay.
Nice. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Well, the holidays are upon us, and
yes.
face it, you do not have the time to go to the post office. Tons of traffic, there's never any parking, and it's going to be packed with rubes. Mailing all their holiday gifts and packages. Boo. So, what do? We use Stamps.com instead.
Mm-hmm.
With Stamps.com, you can avoid all the holiday hassles of the post office. Stamps.com lets you buy official U.S. postage right from your desk. You can mail and ship anything, anywhere, and all you need is your computer and a printer. Print your postage instantly as soon as you need it. Stick it on, and then the mailman takes it away.
Take it away now. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away now.
So easy, so convenient. We have used Stamps.com for years, and you should too. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com. Use our special promo code TMOS for this very special offer. A 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You, my friends, will never want to go to the post office again. And there it is. All right. All right. Thank you.
News.
Play the kid. Play the kid, Mike. Screw the whole show up by playing your kid on your phone.
It was, Mike, it was 100% worth it. Are you kidding? That was fantastic.
Can't be an audio engineer and a disc jockey at the same time. I need to be WLS phoning at somebody. Anyway, welcome, welcome. Former Subway mascot Jared Fogle was sentenced yesterday to more than 15 years in prison.
Uh-huh.
He pled guilty to possession of child porn and traveling to pay for sex with minors.
Ugh.
Good. Send him away.
15 seems light.
Mm-hmm. It may seem like a light sentence, but it was actually more than the 12 years that prosecutors were seeking. Jared was taken into custody right after the hearing, and he won't be eligible for parole until 13 years. So
wow,
he's
okay.
gone away for a long time. During the sentencing, Jared said, quote, "I want to redeem my life." He'll be 53 in 15 years and will have to be under some kind of supervision for the rest of his life. At one point, a forensic psychiatrist made a ridiculous claim, arguing that Jared's Subway diet led to a, quote, minor case of pedophilia. What the F is that about?
Wow.
Wow. I never heard about that until this story.
I don't know. Sounds like something to do maybe with banana peppers.
That he had a compulsive eating disorder, and after losing the weight, he substituted food for a sense of hypersexuality. Oh, BS. What a bunch of crap.
Well, but great press for the restaurant, Mike.
Yeah, he said Jared was treatable and that he only had a low to moderate risk of relapsing. That said, he was testifying for the defense, so who knows?
Wow. What a screwed up guy.
Sleep well with that job, right? Radar Online claims Amy Schumer threw a tantrum at a gym in New York City because they wouldn't let her in. Apparently, she'd forgotten her membership card, and the employee wasn't willing to bend the rules for her. A so-called eyewitness says, quote, "She threw a massive fit. She screamed, 'I know you know who I am. I'm famous.'"
I would think she'd be more likely to throw a fit if they wouldn't let her out of the gym.
Yes. But the employees wouldn't budge, so she stormed out. It seems a little out of character, but she hasn't commented, so who knows? But, you know, if you're a celebrity, you got to mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah, and you know what? I fall on the side of her. I think she's pretty funny. And, you know, even if she did forget her, let her in. She's nice. She's funny.
Oh, look what she did. She thinks she's famous. Boo. That's just what we are now. Ooh, yeah. Hello. As everyone knows, this is American Idol's final season, and to celebrate, they might be bringing back every single judge who's ever called someone pitchy or said, you're what this competition is all about. Ryan Seacrest told E! News that plans are in the works to bring them all back. Yay.
Wow. Well, you know what? If you, first of all, it's surprising to me that it's still on. I forgot that it's still on. But that if they have to do something, I'd rather see the judges than the past contestants.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
They're going to make some sort of appearance, they say, before the show goes dark. The judges are, in no particular order, but we'll put the big guy first. Simon Cowell.
I like him.
Randy Jackson, Paula Abdul, Ellen DeGeneres. I forgot that she was on the show for one season.
Yeah, right? That's right.
Steven Tyler, Cara DiGuardi,
I think. DiGuardi.
And the eternally at war Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj. No word on what any of them will do since nobody watches the show anymore. We should probably remind people that the current judges are Jennifer Lopez, Keith Urban, and Harry Connick Jr.
So, in a weird mix-up, they've also gotten Judge Wapner and Judge Reinhold. They're all going
to
be there.
That's right. You take them to court. A woman named Carol Suchman was walking down a street in New York recently when she passed a toy store that was going out of business. We're not sure how old she is, but she looks like she's in her 50s. She and her husband used to own a tech company, which they sold a while back, and apparently they're pretty well off. So every year she buys a bunch of toys and gives them to charity, but this time she decided to go big, and she bought out the entire store.
Oh,
she negotiated
wow.
with the owner, and it's not clear how much she spent, but she bought every single toy, plus a bunch of school supplies and whatever else he had. Then she organized it all. What a wonderful thing to do.
That is so cool.
She bagged it up and donated it to the city's Department of Homeless Services. So thousands of homeless kids will get Christmas gifts this year. That's a mitzvah.
That is awesome. It's lucky, though, she wasn't walking by a store that was going out of business called MVC. Bought all of those toys.
You don't want those.
No.
That's you two are just going to have to ride that pedophile train somewhere else. She told the local news that a lot of kids who are homeless or in foster care end up getting used toys for Christmas, and she wanted to make sure they also had something new to open this year. So
that's
good for
awesome.
Her. Way to give it back, and what a wonderful thing. I'll tell you something. As much as it's good for the kids, that had to feel great for that lady.
Oh,
what
God, I guess
thing.
So. And you know what? Helping out a guy who's in financial straits by closing his store.
Yeah.
Very cool. Everybody benefits.
Facebook just introduced a new feature that isn't a way to violate your privacy. I didn't know they were even capable of that.
Huh.
In fact, it's sort of the opposite. It's a new feature that lets you completely avoid any trace of your ex. As of yesterday, when you change your relationship status from in a relationship to single,
yes.
Facebook will guide you through the process. God, Facebook. They're just sitting there coming up with this crap every single day.
Exactly.
It'll give you options to scrub any of their future posts from your news feed, to block your posts from showing up in theirs, and to remove any posts or photos you tag them in. They say the new options are, quote, part of our ongoing effort to develop resources for people who may be going through difficult moments in their lives. Well, isn't that
meanwhile, Barb and Chuck Moody's daughter, goodbye, Pony.
Yep. Yeah, you've been scrubbed, Pony.
You've been scrubbed,
right.
Daddy-O.
Rowan Moody will not have you anymore on your Facebook. There you go. You are out of there because you blew it.
You had your chance and you blew it.
Rob, ask me if there's a chance I'll ever get a chance to see her again.
Is she going to have a chance to see her again?
It's impossible. It's impossible. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something.
Nice.
Remember in third grade when boys would show girls they had a crush on them by pulling on their pigtails or hitting them with a ball? Well, apparently some people never outgrow it. 20-year-old Miranda Marr was shopping at a Walmart in St. Augustine, Florida, earlier this week when an 18-year-old boy walked up to her and started hitting her with a pillow.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet because he likes her. Mm-hmm.
She told him it wasn't cool, and he laughed.
The fun.
But she wasn't joking, and she called the cops. The guy told the cops, it's just a little joke.
That's all.
But he uses the pillow fighting move as a creative way to meet people. Duh.
Hot.
In other words, he hit Miranda with a pillow to flirt with her.
Oh, okay.
Now, he wasn't arrested, but Miranda wound up with a few scratches And she says she's planning on pressing charges. The last thing the guy said to the lady as he was hitting her with the pillow was, I've never met a girl like you before, Miranda. I'm sorry. That's for all these Batman fans out there. I apologize. Friday, give me a break. We'll take a break and come back with more The Audio Vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody.
Hear my voice where you are. Take a train. Steal a car.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Tony Perkins.
On tomorrow's episode of the show featuring Gary Stein, Mark Hudson is with us. Co-wrote the hit Living on the Edge for Aerosmith. Co-wrote a bunch of Ringo Starr songs. And he's got some amazing stories to tell. He's on our show tomorrow.
We only get the best.
Check it out on TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Those crazy kids are having a blast. Check out the Tony Perkins Show on the Moore Network. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com and the Mike O'Mara Show on the radio. If you're listening to us in beautiful Sioux City.
No.
Iowa City,
Iowa.
Yes. By the way, go Hawks.
Yes.
Keep it up, baby. National championship maybe around the corner. I hope I'm not jinxing anything. Wow.
No, baby. Don't get happy, but they're awesome. Go, go, go.
This segment of the program brought to you by Blue Apron. Let's face it, you need to know how to cook. You can finally put your kitchen to good use. Besides, cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. But where do you start? Blue Apron has you covered. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers all the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. They're pictures. They're easy. You can do it in under 40 minutes.
Yep.
And that means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store and lousy takeout. No matter what dietary preferences you have, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like fall vegetable and goat cheese quiche with arugula pear salad and lemon vinaigrette. You're going to be a gourmet, and it's all delicious. Yum, yum, yum. Plus, you'll be cooking with ingredients you've never used before. Learning has never been more delicious. And, hey, did I mention all the recipes are between 500 and 700 calories per portion? That's tasty and good for you. I've lost weight on Blue Apron. It's not diet food, but you can manage your weight
easily. It's balanced. Well
balanced. Because they're 500 to 700 calories. Right now, get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, first two meals on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Let's open up the audio vault for Friday, November 20, 2015, Rob Spiewak.
First of all, Mike, I'll say this about you. I'll say this about me. We're not stupid, okay? Get that through your head, news people.
All right.
Do you still take your news from KPNX 12 in Phoenix? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did
every morning.
I know you're there every day.
They did
the worst staged video to go viral. Now, in a way, I'm giving in by covering it, but it is so bad you have to hear it. They have their goofy on-the-field reporter covering ice sculptures at the zoo, and a guy is doing an ice sculpture of a zebra. It looks like the ice sculpture was done by my son, Robert. It is about, you know, no more than 18 inches tall, and it looks like a zebra the way I look like Cary Grant. It kind of looks like a zebra.
It's a reasonable facsimile of a zebra.
And so after talking about how great it is, he ham-handedly doesn't even bump into it. He gives it like a shoulder roll and knocks it over. And then that almost plays, but when the people back in the studio try to say, oh my God, what have you done? This is the worst. So tip of the stupidity hat to KPNX News.
Are you just about done here?
That's got a little bit more shaping to do to it.
This is absolutely gorgeous. I got to tell you, he did such a great job with... Oh. Oh. Wow. Okay.
Oh, my gosh,
well,
Jimmy. You did
I'm
not just do that. No.
Wait.
Stop that.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Okay, back
Someone
to you guys
get
in the
him
studio.
Out of there. Someone escort him out of the zoo, please.
The ice police are going to come after you. Jimmy, the guy's been working on that for 3 hours. That was a beautiful giraffe. You're supposed to drop the mic when you do something good.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you just did that. For real?
That was a Jimmy. Nice giraffe.
Jimmy.
All right, well.
That was a nice
Jimmy.
Giraffe.
Jimmy, lower paid than the anchors, Jimmy. Slow Jimmy out at 5 o'clock in the morning at an ice sculpture farm, Jimmy. Poor Jimmy. I'm surprised Jimmy's not going to go back there and pee on their desk. You know?
Jimmy's standing
Jimmy.
On the desk.
Yeah, I'm for Jimmy.
Do you remember War of the
Hey,
Roses?
Look, I made a little yellow eye hole on the zebra.
Do you remember in that? War of the Roses when Michael Douglas is standing above the roast?
Yeah. Peeing right on it.
That's what Jimmy's going to do.
Go ahead, Jimmy. Pee on him. Thank you.
I know you're not a huge Star Wars fan. I'm a moderate Star Wars fan, but I think even you will appreciate this. There is a, I think it's called Force for Change. It's Star Wars related charities that use the Star Wars merchandise and hoopla to raise money for good causes. They're all doing right. a new thing for the new movie, and they were having a Skype conversation with two of the fundraisers, and unbeknownst to them, Harrison Ford is there. And in the middle of the Skype conversation, Harrison Ford comes into the conversation as a reward for all the money that they've raised.
Oh,
wow. And it blows their mind.
They're turbo Star Wars fans to start with.
Yes, right? And they're using it for good. And Harrison Ford actually sounds sober during this.
Who's your favorite character?
I have to go with Padme.
I should start. When they start talking on this tape, they're not talking to Harrison Ford, mm-hmm. and he's going to make an entrance, okay?
Who's your favorite character?
I have to go with Padme.
Who's your favorite character?
Hi, Harrison.
Hi.
The reason we're calling you is because we're announcing a new campaign, and this time there are going to be two grand prize winners.
Oh my goodness.
Each of them will get four tickets. You get to walk the red carpet, go to the after party, if you can stay up that late. Does that sound good? Now, who's your favorite character? Now you got it.
Beautiful.
That's pretty cool. That's cool.
He's doing a lot of funny stuff. You get the impression that he knows, you know, not many more times at the rodeo for him, and he's having a blast with all this going on talk shows. I like what Harrison Ford's been
and
doing.
And I also think
the guy walked away from a plane crash on his own. You know what I mean?
And you think about his body of work that he has had so many important movies. I think it's also he's starting to realize that he's an important figure. I mean, he always sort of knew it.
Trivia. Here's a movie trivia question. Yeah. You know what his first one of his first movies was? I don't know if it's his first, but it was one of his first.
I think I do. It's American Graffiti, right?
Apocalypse Now.
Was he in that?
He's in that. He's a tiny role in that. He has a tiny, tiny little role.
Who was he?
He was an assistant to one of the generals.
Oh, really? Yes. Yes, I do remember that.
Oh, very cool. Uh-huh, very absolutely. Cool. Well, I like him. Always have. Think he's great.
When they're meeting with Martin Sheen.
Yeah. It was right in the
CIA
beginning.
Guy. They're all, and that scary CIA guy.
Is he the guy that goes up to Martin Sheen and says, your son is really screwed up?
No, not at all.
Hey, do you remember this great moment in television history? Great television.
Okay, history-making television. You got to give Oprah a hand on that.
But Oprah did a long-form interview on Entertainment Tonight, and they asked, why did you keep yelling that? Why did you do it that way? Did you plan that? And she didn't plan it.
I was saying that because people were screaming so loudly, they didn't know what was going on. And prior to that moment, I had said, open up your boxes. One person has a key. So when I looked at the faces of the audience, they go, but I have a key, and then she has a key. I thought I had the key. So that's why I said, you get a car.
It's a good story.
You get a car. Mm-hmm. You get
that's
a car.
That's credible.
To try to clarify, because they all look so confused. Everybody gets a car.
I think because that's kind of neat.
I know it's neat, but once again, there because Oprah knows that we're all stupid.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Exactly. If she's going to save us. She can't help herself, can she, Rob? There's got to be that little element of Oprah's brighter than we are, so we have to be saved. Because
luckily,
we got a key. You got a key. Does that mean we both get a car? Oprah, you better scream you get a car. I don't know I'm going to get a car.
Think Oprah best explained this to all of us, I reckon.
How come you got one and I got one too?
Now, also, let's close with this. Donald Trump's still leading in the polls, and that's nice, but Mike, he doesn't pay any attention to poll numbers.
Trump said in a new interview that he doesn't let himself think about the fact that he is leading in the polls.
I'm the only one that wins these polls.
I'm leading in every poll.
I'm leading by double figures.
We're leading every place.
I'm leading in the polls.
I'm leading in the polls.
I'm leading really big.
But to be fair, he never thinks about what he's saying, so.
So there you go. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package or anything, especially during the holidays, send it to TMOS Box 2796. Leesburg, Virginia, 20177, golf balls. To get your message and birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email proby1x at rob with two B's at MichaelMaraShow.com. Don't need a logo. The Michael Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Golf balls, tell a friend or family member about TMOS in the 12-pack, and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, title is this. It's Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Tee off!
Templeton Rye!
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.